The stage is set, and now the full justification in the minds of the Jews is before them. Because Jesus makes this extraordinary claim that even before Abraham, to whom the promises were made, their father in the faith, even before he existed, Jesus says, I am. Hearkening back to that reference to God, Moses asked him, if they ask who you are, who should I say? Tell them, I am. Deeply philosophical and just true. Being itself, okay? Go ponder that for the rest of your existence and good luck. But they knew the reference. They understood the import that this man, this flesh and blood sitting before us that we can touch, is making an extraordinary claim to be so far greater than Abraham, in fact, just to be I am, to be Yahweh, to be God. And that was grounds for capital punishment. Well, not yet. Wait till next Friday to see that again. There he was in their midst, and they just could not grasp something so extraordinary that God himself, the promise of Abraham, could be right in their midst, and all the wonders and signs that he worked and his wonderful words and his challenges, none of it could quite penetrate the hearts and the minds in order to just behold. It's him. God himself, creator of the universe, right here. I can touch him. I can talk to him. I can hear him. I can be healed by him, etc., etc. Tragic for the Jews of the day, although many followed. But clearly many did not, because the choice was theirs. What are we to make of this? First, gratitude that we are believers, that what Jesus said and did is true, and that he's here, creator of the universe, right here, that we can touch him, talk to him, hear his words, receive his healing. Question to ponder then before us is, in what ways am I limiting Jesus today, as the Jews of his day did? He could not work miracles where there was not faith. How am I limiting, although grateful for having faith in Jesus, how am I limiting him? How am I limiting his mercy in my life? Because he says, I need you. How am I limiting his love in my life? Because he says, I need you. To receive it, all of it, how am I limiting his power in my life? Well, I can't bother him with all that stuff. Yes, you can. The Surrender Novena, one of my favorite little devotions that's come across my desk the last couple of years. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of just a few things if you have the time. No, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. We limit Jesus when we don't invite him to take care of everything in our lives, big and small, doesn't matter. There's our invitation to not be like the Jews of the day and limit God by not inviting him in, but to acknowledge all the power, mercy, goodness right before us and to say, Jesus, I surrender myself to you, your God, I am Yahweh. Take care of everything and to enter into that relationship throughout the moments of the day when we need him so badly, say, Jesus, I need you. Take care of this. It's hard for us, adult Germans, to let someone else do everything for us, but that's just what he wants. It's just what he wants. It's what he came to do. Not to be here and be worshipped as a statue. We're not deists. Not just here to give us rules that we then follow or break and then feel bad about and then come to him and say, okay, we're okay. No. Friend, best friend, rescuer, savior, everything, everything, everything. If we're not doing that, then we're like the Jews of the day, limiting him in some way. Jesus, don't let us limit you ever. But trust in your mercy, your power, and your goodness.